Hello, and welcome to the Consulting Specifying Engineer podcast. I'm your host, Amara Rozgus, and this week we are talking about data center power. Data centers are at the forefront of many news cycles and are top of mind for electrical engineers, so I'm excited to have this conversation. Let me introduce you to Kelly Schmitz from Cummins. Thanks for joining me, Kelly.
Thanks, Amara. It's great to have this opportunity.
And there is a lot in the news about data centers, so this is a timely conversation. Before we dive in, here is some background about my guest. Kelly Schmitz leads a globally integrated technical organization at Cummins, partnering closely with data center customers to deliver reliable, future-ready power solutions in a dynamic and rapidly evolving market. Lots to talk about here, Kelly. So let's kind of start at the top. Can you share how you came to work in power generation at Cummins and how you've seen the power generation landscape evolve over the course of your experience there?
That's a good question. So first of all, I'll talk about my experience. So I've got a long history at Cummins, 27 years, and that's been across power generation and our engine division and our components division. So I've seen it from a lot of different angles. And through that, I've also done a lot of work partnering with our customers, and I'm really excited to bring more focus on technical partnership with our customers in the data center space. So you asked about trends, and how do I see the landscape evolving? One thing that's clear is the power infrastructure that we're designing for the data centers cannot no longer be an afterthought. It has to be a forethought. It's one of the most critical and constrained parts of setting up new data center installations. So thinking about it strategically and understanding the right combination of technologies to bring to the table is important. That's where I hope to play a role going forward with my team.
Yeah, so speaking of going forward, what trends do you see coming in data center power supply given current US grid challenges?
So right now, about all of our power generation products that we sell into the market are strictly backup power, where we provide a Tier two solution that's there to turn on only in the event of an emergency, and that's about it. The grid constraints are huge right now, and they're only going to get worse with the increased installations of data centers in the US. So that's bringing some challenges. The first one is simply how do you curtail the loads on the grid so that you can keep it stable? And with that, one opportunity for power generation is to participate in demand response type programs where we can take some load off the grid by using the generator assets to produce electricity for the data center site during those peak times. Now with that drives some different things on our side. Once you go away from an emergency backup situation, that's now considered a tier four emissions requirement to provide power continuously to a data center. So we've got work to do at Cummins to develop and deliver tier four certified products, which we're in the process of doing and made some announcements on recently. So that's one big challenge. The other one is just simply the long grid interconnect. Data center installations are happening so quickly, the utilities are having, are struggling, are going to struggle to have connectivity right when they need it. So with that, we term it bridge to grid. So what's the bridge until you get the grid interconnect? And you can use reciprocating combustion engines like Cummins. You can also use turbines to power the facility until the point that you have that grid connection. So in that case, natural gas is the fuel of choice typically because it's hard to haul in diesel or other fuels. So having access to a natural gas pipeline enables you to have an alternative power source versus until the utility's connected, at which then you've got other options where you might even use those assets as backup power generation after the point that you get the grid connect. So those are two areas that I'd say are really directly connected to grid constraints. The other trend that's in the news a lot and something that we talk about a lot is how do we manage the AI loads and training loads in particular? Right now, we see those loads are, we know they're highly dynamic, they're quite volatile, and the system level design is critical there to allow either the utility to take that volatility and buffer that for the utility, or in the case of our combustion power generators, we also cannot take that volatility by itself also. So that's going to bring other systems into play, whether it be supercapacitors and BESS battery energy storage systems or even other technologies. So those are maybe three topics that I seem to end up talking a lot about in my day at work. But there's certainly others, but those are the top ones.
Sure, and let me throw in another question or monkey wrench
Sure.
or however you want to look at it. When you're looking at a project that's pursuing higher performance or environmental sustainability goals, where do you see the opportunities in data center power generation? This is kind of a big ticket question.
It is. And with the increase of power infrastructure, I think it's an overarching question. What we're doing within Cummins is number one, focusing on how do we reduce the emissions of the product that we produce and put into the market. So luckily, we've got decades of experience controlling emissions. We even have a whole business unit set up focused on it called Cummins Emission Solutions. And we're working to deliver, as I mentioned earlier, Tier 4 products that will support the demand response type applications. So, and in addition to that, we're not just going to be Tier 4, but we'll even go beyond that and go to, and reach lower levels of emissions than what the standard expects. So that's one key area. Then the other one is just understanding better what's the emissions and environmental footprint of the manufacturer of our product. So there's something that we participate in called an environmental product disclosure. We'll call it EPD for short. And we've already released an EPD for our 3 to 3.5 megawatt generator platforms. And then we're launching others as we speak. We've got multiple in the works, and we'll have EPDs available for all of the main products going into the data center space. So understanding what that footprint looks like is our first step in creating the foundation so that then in the future we can actually go intentionally work to reduce that footprint.
Really sounds like Cummins is doing a lot. What actions is Cummins taking to improve project delivery, scheduling, procurement, all that stuff?
Yeah, it's so first of all, maybe our product availability. So I mentioned earlier a couple types of products that let me just expand on that a little bit. So one, we've announced we're investing in and we'll be bringing to market Tier 4 capable and Tier 4 certified systems. So that's one that we'll be bringing to market. The other one that we announced is a new natural gas platform that will reach up to 4 megawatts in the future. So that's in the works and will be available in the coming years. That's a big move to support because right now our biggest natural gas platform is 2 megawatts. So going up to 4 is a good jump that will serve the capacity of the market. The third that I'll mention in new products is our battery energy storage systems, which we've already released globally, and we're continuing to expand that range. So that's our kind of our product investment. Next piece I'd say is our capacity investment. We've done a lot of work to increase our output of our suppliers, our engine manufacturing plants, and our generator manufacturing plants to support the increase of volume in the market. Just at our analyst day in May, we announced a $450 million investment that will add 20 gigawatts of high horsepower capacity by 2030. So that's the number that can help you understand kind of what we're doing to increase our output overall. The last thing I'd say is You mentioned project delivery. So all of those things help us have product available and hopefully at a shorter lead time. The other thing we've acknowledged is the effort that it takes to take a generator, build an enclosure around it at another facility, and deliver this really large enclosure to a site. That adds a lot of lead time and what it into it for the data center customer who's just wants power available and running on site. So one thing that we are doing, and we've already released the Centum Force product. This is a 2 to 2.5 megawatt generator inside a standard 40-foot ISO container, and where we integrate all of the subsystems needed to for that to work in the data center space, and we integrate all of that in-house in our ISO 9000 quality controlled manufacturing facility. So that allows us to take something that's easily portable. Well, a 40-foot container can go on a train car, can go on a truck, is that, and it can go on a ship for that matter, relatively easily since it's a standard package. And then also it can easily be moved, but also landed at the site to help them get their project moving as quickly as possible.
So it sounds like you're extra busy, Kelly. Very busy.
Well, I before the role I'm in, I actually led the product development team. That team's really busy, yes. Now I'm on the receiving end of it, so I'll be busy with new things.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, so I'm in Chicago. You're in Indianapolis, and I
Yeah.
know Indy is sometimes called the sports capital of the world. Do you have a favorite team, or is there something in particular you love to watch?
It's been an amazing time to be in Indiana if you're a sports fan. Last year, the Indiana University football team won the national championship and it came out of nowhere. So that was just amazing. We've got the Indy 500, which is world-renowned racing event. So I think you'd be surprised. But the sport I really get into is women's basketball, WNBA. And our team is the Indiana Fever. I'm so compelled because the women players, they compete in every game, they care, they're passionate. I'm a basketball fan by heart. My son played college basketball, and it's just amazing to watch them. So they've got a lot of talented people on the team, and then the generational player like Caitlin Clark makes it even more fun. So that's my fun. I usually don't miss a game. If I don't see it live, I'll watch the highlights shortly after to stay caught up. It's a lot of fun.
Right, you definitely have a rock star player in Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I think she's fun to watch. And
Yeah.
so are the others on the team. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, I appreciate the insights. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
And this is where we do need to end the conversation. Data centers are front and center for many engineers. So, for more information on the topic, visit Consulting Specifying Engineer at csemag.com. And don't forget to check back regularly for new podcast episodes. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be back again soon. Bye bye.